Well, we were just talking to Diane Durham. They'll be performing with the Springfield Metro Chorus will perform at the Springfield Art Museum Auditorium tomorrow afternoon. And with me right now is Nick Nelson from the Art Museum, the executive director of the Springfield Art Museum. And they are hosting a special party to help support preservation of a very special part of their collection. And that's why you're here this morning.
It's a pleasure to be here.
How are you?
Yeah, it's going to be a really exciting event. The museum has been doing a massive inventory of its collection. We have a lot of objects. We've been collecting since the 20s, since 1928 when the museum was formed.
And, you know, people probably think, well, they know what they have. Well, like you just said, it's a little hard to keep track sometimes.
Well, there are just a lot of objects, some really wonderful things. And when you've been collecting for almost 85 years,
right,
or 85 years. I mean, that's a lot of – you get some really wonderful things. So one of the things that we've found in the collection that turns out to be a really wonderful thing for the community is a really special collection of textiles, and these include dresses, coverlets, quilts, other items too. So
now, some of these date back to like 1780. Where did these things come from?
These were given to the museum by families. I mean, some of these things were given in the 30s and 40s. So if you do the math, I mean, these were handed down from mother to daughter.
And they were 150 years old at that point.
Yeah,
of them.
And
not everything is that old.
A lot of it's from mid to late 19th century and into the 20th century. Some really wonderful things.
But now you're still talking 100 years.
Yeah, you're still talking 100 years, but a lot of these things were given, in the 40s. So you can imagine that was some time ago, or 30s and 40s. So we are working to get, as you can imagine, items that are this old, over 100 years old, they need special care. They need special storage.
Have they had that prior to now?
Well, no, but we're working. I mean, we've had them in storage, but we haven't. We're trying to better improve the storage so that they'll be here for the next 100 years, which leads us to this event, which is kind of got a funny name, but it's all about preserving for the future. It's called the 99 Times Party.
Also known as Box of Ghosts.
Box of Ghosts.
Yeah.
That's sort of the theme or the title of the event. And the 99 Times, it basically says, if we do this event 99 times annually, we'll have done it for 100 years and we'll have preserved that collection, the museum's collection, for another 100 years, which is what we kind of take a long vision of what we want to do. So,
you need to.
Well, we have been, because those things are old.
Sure.
So it's going to be a fun event Saturday, September 27th. It starts at 6 o'clock, and we're going to have beer, wine, and appetizers. So we have some really great restaurants that are participating. Metropolitan Grill and Touch Restaurant are providing appetizers, as is Cork and Bean, which is a new wine lounge that features pizza. The event is put on by the museum, but also Blow Salon, which is a Thai barn salon. And Cork and Bean is connected to Thai. We'll have beer from Mother's Brewing, some wine for those who don't like, who want to drink wine rather than beer. And then from 8 to 9, we're going to have a big fashion show. But it's really not, it's think a big, exciting thing that you've never seen before.
Now, there are musical performances too, right?
Yeah, there are musical performances. We'll have Steve Ames, who's a local musician, a member of a local group, Hamburger Cow, that it'll be kind of funky bluegrass. And then we'll also have some great piano music. So there'll be music, there'll be food, there'll be drinks, there'll be this incredible fashion show that's going to be a really big blowout. It's going to be something you've never seen before. We have some great sponsors that are helping us with Busby Dental, PenMac, and Esterly Schneider Associate Architects, and Kay Foster, Gibson and Family are presenting sponsors, as is MedPay and Mark L. McQuarrie are helping us as well. So it's sort of this big community event that is designed to help us preserve this collection. So you can be a part of it by just going to the museum and purchasing a $25 ticket.
For a fundraiser, the tickets are quite reasonable.
They are, and especially when you consider that you get food, beer and wine, appetizers, and
entertainment,
and then a show that's that you're not going to see anywhere else.
In addition to which, a one-night-only display of one of the historic evening gowns in the collection.
Absolutely. One of the evening gowns we're bringing out, and it's going to be on display. I'm not going to tell you what it's a teaser, so you're going to have to show up to see
it.
So these gowns are just fantastic. I mean, they're just incredible. We'll have a wonderful program. It's our lookbook, sort of like a designer's lookbook, that's going to feature a little bit of information about these different dresses. And we have, like I said, we're going to have this big, exciting fashion show. Some of the stores that are participating in that is Blackwell's Fine Men's Clothing, Harriman Company, PFI, Western Store, Modern Society Apparel, Gracie's Bridal, Men's Suit Mart, Nomad. So it's going to be a fun it's going to be fashion, food, music, and some really good times.
And as you're calling it the 99 times party again, because you don't intend for this to just be a once only event.
Well,
you're going to do it every year.
Yes, we'd like to take it an annual event. The collection, we have such a wonderful resource in this museum's collection, but it needs preservation. You know, some of these things are very, very old, and they need special care.
And textiles get fragile.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. And and it's not just that, you know, the painting, sculpture, all of this needs to be preserved for future generations. So when we think about accessibility at the museum, we don't just think about our ability to see these things. We're trying to think of our grandchildren and our great grandchildren
into
their
the future.
Ability to see
this. The 99 times party is next Saturday, the 27th, from 6 until 9 at the Art Museum near the corner of Bennett and National, 1111 East Brookside Drive. Once again, we'll run through what's going on. You're raising money to support the preservation and storage of a historical textile collection that's dates back to before 1800 in a few cases anyway, and much of it is at least 100 years old. Evening will feature, again, appetizers, beer and wine, musical performances, that very special fashion show, as well as a one-night-only display of one of the historic evening gowns from the collection. Tickets are $25 each. Just call the Art Museum at 837-5700 or go by the museum to purchase your tickets. If you'd like more information, you can visit the Art Museum's website, which is sgfmuseum.org, or email them at artmuseum@springfieldmo.gov.
Absolutely.
And you also, right now until November 9th, are continuing Maquette, the Sculptor's Tool.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And so we have some really wonderful activities that are coming up for that. October 16th, we're going to have artist Larry Young talking in the gallery with a performance by Inertia Dance Group.
Okay.
They're going to actually perform in the galleries in response to sculpture. So it'll be sort of a little more animated artist talk, if you want to think
an illustrated.
And that event is free and open to the public, so everybody can come by and see that.
Larry Young, of course, a contemporary artist, but the maquettes are working sculptors. Models are by Ernest Trova. That's the main part of the exhibit. But you also have work by Richard Hunt and John Henry. On the museum grounds, there's a temporary outdoor bronze sculpture by Larry Young that's right in front of the entrance. That'll be there through the duration of the exhibit. That's up through November 9th.
And the maquette for that sculpture is there, too. So you can see the model. And we have a wonderful video all about the lost wax bronze casting process in the gallery, so you can come in, and if you want to learn how these big bronze sculptures are made,
right,
you get to actually watch Larry create in his studio.
Excellent.
On this video. So,
but again, we're especially wanting you to attend the 99 times party next Saturday night at the Art Museum to help preserve and provide storage for their collection of textiles dating back to the late 1700s. 837-5700, or pick up tickets at the Art Museum itself. That's sgfmuseum.org is their website, and you can email them at artmuseum@springfieldmo.gov. All right. Nick Nelson, director of the Springfield Art Museum, thanks for being here, and hopefully we can get a big crowd out there next Saturday night and subsequent years.
Yeah. Absolutely. We appreciate it, and thank you for having me, and it's going to be a really great event, so we're excited.
All right. Thanks a lot, Nick. Appreciate it.